We're holding Tmura Yud Aleph Mabez, the bottom right at the bottom of the page. Boimine Abayim Rebeis, right before the Mishnah. Boimine Abayim Rebeisif, Hishlam Vadachol. So we're talking about whether you can makdish the Uber without the Uber itself, without the mother or not. So we ultimately came out, first we started with Machlekes Parpada and Rebechan. Rebechan says you could makdish the Uber, Parpada says you cannot. We said even according to Parpada, Kushas Guf it doesn't have, Kushas Dumb it does have. And then we actually, the Gemara brought enough Rayas after five, six, or seven attempts at Rayas, the Gemara finally brought a successful Raya that even according to Barpada, one can be Makdash and Uber as long as the mother is not a Balmum. If the mother's a Tam, you can Makdash the Uber as well. Now, interesting, I took for granted yesterday, and we learned this year, that we're talking about where you Makdash the mother as well. So you Makdash the mother, well, you can Makdash the Vlad. It seems like, I realized afterwards, if you're Medaik, it's pretty clear that it just his statement just was, as long as the mother's a Tam, you Makdash the Uber. You can Makdash the Uber. When the mother's not a Tam, mother's Balmum, you can't Makdash the Uber. It would make sense, like we're saying, that it's totally Zabazet, they'd be Makdash the mother as well, but not for sure, 100% clear, and they actually do speak about it in today's Af and Dafi Beis. We have to tune. But the Murnau has a different Shaila. Abaye Astra Basif, Hishlam of Vadachulun. So let's say the mother was a Shlamim, and the Vad was a Chulun. Now, I'm just pointing out, based on what we just said a moment ago, really everyone can agree to this idea, this concept, because not only Rechon, ultimately even Barpada agrees that when you makdish the Vlad and the mother's, well, this case is opposite. This case, the mother's Kaddish and the Vlad is Chulun. It'll be more focused on the next case. Okay, but he kshlamim Vlad Chulun, v'shachta b'frim. And he shachta b'frim. So we know this is of Chul Mazara. The Vlad is Chulun, and you shachta b'azara, mao, what's the lacha? L'mandam v'vali kashab v'yasani k'deshim, mi'ad Chul Mazara lo'i. Meaning, if you hold that the animal Vlad Kekdish becomes Kedish by virtue of being in the mother's stomach, even while it's still in the mother's stomach, then the Vlad is Kedish too. There's no issue of Chul Mazar. Yishech, the Shechit of the mother, is a Shechit of the Vlad as well. It's famous in Ben Bakua. We had that not so long ago. We had it in Chulin. So, the Shechit of the mother is Shechit of the Vlad. The Vlad's also Kedish like the mother, and therefore not a non-issue. What's the Gemara Shaila? Abaye Shaila is, what if you hold that the Vlad only becomes Kedish when it's born? It wasn't born yet. And now you shech to the mother, the Vlad's chulin, and it's chulin b'fnim. Is that a problem or not? Now, what is exactly the marshaila? It's a machlokes rishonim, exactly the marshaila is. They explain that according to Rashi, the shaila seems to be whether or not one is over for chulin b'azara, which is a little bit of a question because chulin b'azara is really just it's a lav abba mechlal asay, which is not say, you don't even get malchus for it. You don't get malchus. You get malchus for a lav, but a lav abba mechlal asay is like an Israel asay. So you attack over, but you're over an asay. There's no practical nafkmina that Bezin is going to carry out from the fact that you're over, but okay, they seem to be asking Shal going to Rashi, are you over? According to others, the Gemara Rambam and others, the Gemara Shal is more negay, I will call it halach lamaisa, in that when you shech chul mazara, halach is it becomes asatit. Chul mazara becomes asatit. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Did the Vlad that was born inside, does it get a status? It's chulin. It was shechted, the mother was shechted inside. The Vlad got a status of shechita through the mother. It's now chul mazara, with a din chul mazara, with an iser, and therefore usher to eat. That's how the Rambam and others learn the shayla, or not. According to Rashi Shayla Stam, we have your iser, or not. Okay, that's the more shayla. Now, this shayla could be again, this is the mother's kaddish and the Vlad's not kaddish. That could easily be according to Barpada, according to Beichran. Even the Gemara's next shayla, which is the opposite case, could also be according to both, and it's actually interesting, as some of the Shaila speak out, it's only they explain the Shaila according to Rabbi Yechon, but really, like we spoke out, the Ma'is of Rapada also has a Makdash and Uber. Amalei, Mikarin Lekirchak Mechal Makayim, Visavachta. So, the Rabbi Yisuf Sevakta Baye, that's not a time where top of your Beis Amalav, what's the Shaila? The Pasuk specifically says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses a place, and you're far away, you should make sure to shecht, we basically learn that the issa of shecht and chul mazara is for the fact that there's an assay to come shecht kachim where you're supposed to. So if there's an assay to come shecht kachim where you're supposed to, you're not allowed to shecht where you're not supposed to. And we learn that also, chulin is supposed to be shechted not in the makam kaddish. It can be shechted within your gates, as opposed to where it should not be shechted within the ayal mayid. So says Rabbi Yisuf, this animal, the mother's a shlamim. The mother has to be shechted weir in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan. And therefore, the pasuk which says an isra of shechting chulin b'fnim wouldn't apply here because you have to shecht the mother here. So even though the vlad's chulin, it still wouldn't be an isra. A person would not be over an isra of chulin b'azur in this case, and therefore would not be a problem. Why not wait till it gives birth? Maybe the case is with that you're scared, you don't want to wait in the kachem. Kachem will get damaged. Kachem will be destroyed. We're actually going to see in the next case that the first attack speak out. Avadi is supposed to wait in the next case. But if you didn't, again, the Gemara doesn't have a similar answer. Let's see the next case. Opposite. The mother was chulin and the vlad was a shlamim. And you shechted it outside. This is the exactly opposite scenario. The vlad that's in the mother's stomach is shlamim. You're shechting the mother b'chutz. The mother's not a problem. She's just chutz because it's chulin. But what's the din l'gabi the vlad? Since the shechita of the mother works for the vlad, and you've certainly not messed up, you cannot bring the vlad b'fim anymore. Is one chayv shechut chutz in this or not? And shechut chutz is the chi of karis. Amalei. Mikarina bevaviyim Hashem. So basically, back to Abaye, could you apply the pasuk of you're supposed to bring l'fnei Hashem? You can't. You can't bring l'Hashem this fetus, this uber, because it's still in the mother's stomach and the mother's chulin. You're not allowed to bring it with him. And therefore, to be over, you're not. L'shachrina again, kedarkenu in Tmura, we have almost at every daf for the past. Who knows how many daf l'shachrina with the same outcome? By the way, Amar lei roy l'pesach amayit chayv l'vechutz daf k'da which is fit to go l'pesach amayit is chayv v'chutz. This which was a fit to go l'pesach amayit is not chayv v'chutz. Different nusach, but the same idea. Now over here again is when the first point out. Some of them said this case is going according to Rabbi Yechanan, not according to Rapada, because we're talking about with the uber's kaddish and the mother's not. L'maisa others ask and say no. Even Rapada agrees where the mother's not a balas mum. The uber can be kaddish, but here's where we get to that shot that we discussed when we started today. Was Bar Pada saying it only when you makdish the mother with the uber, or can you makdish the mother, the uber without the mother? As long as the mother's not a balas mum, it's good enough to makdish the uber without the mother. That would be the nidan in Bar Pada, whether this gemara can go according to Bar Pada. One other point to bring up, and Jeffrey brought up this morning shir, that even though we're saying over here that if the mother is chulin and the vlad is kachim, is no isser of shechting and bechutz in the sense that there was no chiv to bring him a frim, because you can't bring him a frim now. There is a chiv to wait. Over there is a chiv to wait. What's the concern? The mother is chulin. It's going to get too old for what? It's chulin. The mother, we're not worried about hektish b'chutz. The mother, again, is chulin. The only concern is the vlad, the uber. The uber wasn't born yet. Wait till the uber is born. There would absolutely be a chiv to wait. That would be a chiv. But once, after the fact, once one blew it, was not Mekayim yet that idea of waiting, Lamaisa, he wasn't ever on the Isser of Shechitas Kachem B'chutz. Like the Mishnah. Now this whole Mishnah is really brought here because the end of the Mishnah discusses a Klal and Temura, and therefore the rest of the Mishnah is not like 100% related, but related. The rest of the Mishnah is quoted here, even though it's really not really relevant to Temura. Okay. Eina Meduma Medama Elfi Cheshbon. Meduma is a mixture of chulin and truma. So on a biblical level, when you have a mixture, once you have rave is mevato, you have a din of bitul b'rave. There are bunim made shirim gzeris that, depending on the item, a shear of what bitul may be, this classic shear is 60 to 1, right? Batul b'shishim. By truma, the shear is actually 100 to 1. Any mixture of truma into chulin, less than a ratio of 100 to 1 is what we call dimua. It's this mixture of truma and chulin. It gets a status that's asr to, it's not considered but to the truma, and therefore it's asr for a non-kayan. It's got to be eaten with the chumras of truma. So the lashon always is, it's asr. We call it asr like truma. And again, truma is only asr to Yisraelim, it's mutzakanim, but we give it a shmach of asr. So now, the Mishnah tells us a chiddush. That lets you have a mixture of truma and chulin less than a ratio of 1 in 100. Let's just call it 1 in 24. And then, excuse me, the numbers that Rashi actually himself brings later. And then from that mixture, one sa'a in 24 sa'as. One sa'a of chuma and 24 sa'as of chulin. Way too little, so I've bit that you need 100. And then from that mixture, one sa'a falls out and falls into another 77 sa'as of chulin. So now, even if I assume that the ratio of 1 in 24 fell out, I still have another 77 corresponding it. So I have 100. That's the Mishnah saying. That it only gives off further Isser. The Vichajman, we'll see this amount of the Gemara that goes to Chumra, says no. Once the mixture is Asr, every saw that comes out of it is Asr and needs a full new 100 corresponding it. We'll see in the Gemara. She deserves Rabbi Yezer. Similar ideas by Truma of dough. Let's say you have dough. In order to make dough rise, they used to use like a sourdough, leavening agent, older dough. Let's say the older dough is Truma. So use truma dough to cause dough to rise. That gives it a status of truma. Halach is, if you have a mixture of chimetz, of truma and chulin, and it goes into a batter of dough, and then from that batter, some dough goes out to another dough. Again, it only asks us if we make calculation of what's the ratio of truma there in the mixture, is enough to make it rise or not, and then you decide from there whether or not it makes the new mixture truma. And again, we'll see in the Gemara, there's a machlekes, if you're remembering a machlekes about, there's a sheet that says that even if truma only causes part of it, that's enough of the dough to rise. Zevis agarim is called, if chulin causes it and truma causes it, it's still enough to ask us. So according to him, our Mishnah's not like that, Mandev. We'll see that. We'll see the Gemara. Vein amayim, no, that's good for the machlokes. We'll see the more. Vein amayim shuvim, paislim, as a mikveh elfi cheshbin. And a further halach is that mayim shuvim, we know water that's drawn. It's not either water that was flowing from a spring or even rainwater that just went in directly, but rather it was gathered first, is mayim shuvim. Halach is, it doesn't pass the mikveh elfi cheshbin only according to calculation. Sounds like we're saying a cool here. Only according to calculation, it does pass the mikveh. Gemara is going to have two explanations of what that means. First explanation is going to mean that you have, we know the mikveh is at 40 sa, as long as you have raiv of the mikveh is kosher, raiv is from water that came in properly, so 21 sa, so you could have 19 that comes in shuvim and that's still okay. We'll see about that in the Gemara. Or the Gemara ultimately is going to fall off that pshat and say that the pshat in the Mishnah is a separate halacha. There's a gzeira, there's a din, that if three lugim of water that come from a kli, three lugim of water, shleish lugimayim, shuvim, shenafel mikveh, passes the mikveh. There, Rabbanan, passes the mikveh. As long as three lugim fell at once, it passes the mikveh. But the Gemara is going to explain only the fichesh, most fichesh mavir mean that you have, each kli has to contain at least a lug. If you have three lugim spread over five kalim, so the kalim didn't have a full lug, that wouldn't apply, the gezer wouldn't apply. That's what the Gemara explains this Mishnah. And it's interesting to point out that the first Udin in the Mishnah, we're saying dinim of ratios, right? Whether it's Chuma and Chulin, whether it's the sourdough of Chuma. Now we're just saying Stamashir, it's not a matter of ratio anymore, it's Stamashir. You need a full sa in a kli. We'll see exactly, the Gemara explains what this part of the Mishnah means, but it's not parallel directly to the ratio of the Mishnah. Ve'en mechatas, nasa mechatas el matanefer. And this halacha is b'chlam of your ratios. The din is that the paradim of water has only become sanctified with what? With the ashes. Meaning you put the ashes into the water. The main point of the mission is that the water goes first and then the ashes. And again, it's a discussion of the Gemara. We're going to see the dissenting view of Shimon is going to have a different view. Ve'im be'sapras, isa be'sapras. One be'sapras does not make another be'sapras. What does that mean? Be'sapras is a field where there was a grave there and it was plowed over, and now there could be bone fragments scattered throughout. So we say the whole be'sapras has a din of suffix, that there's tumma there, suffix, there's a bone fragment, etzim kaseira, that's there, and therefore you have concerns. We're saying if you plow from one be'sapras to another be'sapras, to another area, the be'sapras won't make a second be'sapras. And we'll see again, machlekes about that in the Gemara as well. Vein truma achar truma. You can't make truma after truma. Means once truma was taken on produce, you can't take subsequent truma. Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about. Not stam where truma was taken properly. If truma was taken not in the right amount, could someone else still have a right to take truma in the right amount? Or if his partner is there, we'll see that more about that in the Gemara. And vein tmura isa tmura. An animal that begat kedusha via tmura. It itself wasn't an initial kedusha. It only got kedusha through the power of tmura. Again, it's just iser. But the ma'isa gets kedusha. Huva tarasai vayu tmarasiya kadesh. It is kadesh. Halacha is the tmura. Can I make another tmura? Based on the drash of the pasuk, vla vades tmura, nor could a vlad kadesh can make tmura, because the drash of the pasuk that only tchilas hekdesh can make tmura, the initial hekdesh. So a vlad is not called tchilas hekdesh; it was born from hekdesh, and a tmura is not an initial hekdesh; it came from another hekdesh. Only initial hekdesh can make a tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Emery argues and says no. Rabbi Yehuda Emery havades tmura. The vlad, we had this, we quoted this past couple of days. The vlad can yes make a tmura as a Yehuda Shita. Amr loy hekdesh has tmura v'navades tmura. The Chacham said back, no, hekdesh that was meaning that which was sanctified itself. That which was muktish itself can make a tmura. Vlad, which got its derived execution from the mother, cannot make a tmura. Gemara is going to explain more about what the machlekes is. Okay, zakti gemara. Mantanu is the of Mishnah on the first din, that the mixture of truma and chulin together, let's say we need 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to batel the truma, and you don't have 100-to-1, let's say you had 50-to-1, and then from that mixture, one out into another mixture, you'll have to have another ratio of that 50-to-1 to create the bittel. It's the fichajman. That's our mission, our Tana Shita. So the Tana of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yezer, rather it's like the Chamim in the following Mishnah. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, Perakei, Sasha Trumas Shnaf of Plachas Bamea Chulin. Let's say you have a saw of chuma that fell into less than 100 saws of chulin, because if it would be 100 saws, it would be batal, but it's less. And therefore became nidamu, became this dema, it's this mixture of iser. Of iser, again, iser to non-kayin. V'nafel min ha-meduma l'makam achar. And then from that saw, if from that mixture, a saw fell into another place, What's the shear of bittul? Rabbi Elazar Omer, medama k'tshuma v'adai. We treat the saw of dema like tshuma v'adai. You need another 100 corresponding to that saw. We don't make it l'fi cheshbon, not like our Mishnah. You need another 100. Shani Omer, saw shenaf li'isa shalsa. Because I say there's a concern, the saw that came out of the mixture, that is the, which, meaning this, let me say better, the saw of tshuma that fell into the mixture originally, that entire full saw came out, which is obviously a very, very wild chash, that exactly that same saw is what came out, but okay. That is the answer in parentheses, but that is the concern. Rabbi Lezer is machmer, the chachamim and the chachamim fit like our mission, like a glove. Ain't a midamas elafi cheshbon shabbal. It only makes dema elafi cheshbon. So if the ratio of the first mixture was 1 in 50, and a saw fell out of that, so you have to assume in this mixture of a saw, well, you have to do this. I keep saying you don't even need another 50. I'm saying it wrong. If you have 1 in 50, that's truma. And it's one saw versus 50 saws of chulin, and one saw came out of the mixture. So how much of this mixture is truma? 1/50. So all you need is another 50th, not another 50 saws, right? You need another, you have one saw in total, it's out. And only 1/50th of that saw, of this one saw that's out, is going to be truma. So you need to make sure to add another 50th of chulin. And you're not vat l'chila, but it's batel in another 50th of chulin. Okay. Veina mechumetz mechametz. And the mechumetz, veina mechumetz mechametz, and the dough does not cause, the dough will not cause chametz in other challah, unless, again, vayit lefi cheshbon. Amar b'chi b'abba amar b'echanan, ma'asisna like kevlezah, mishnah like kevlezah tzan, sa'ar shachulin v'shal tshuma shenofel sech isa, if I have a sa'ar of chulin and tshuma that makes fall into an isa, v'leit b'zeket l'achmetz, v'leit b'zeket l'achmetz, and neither one has enough to make chimetz itself, to leaven the bread itself. However, combined they can do it. Rabbi Lezer says, you go after the second one, whichever second is, that's when you go after, which sounds like if the chulin was first and the truma second, the second one was what causes it, and that makes it as a din of truma. And the first actually point out that's not davka, even though Lashon is achachar niba, he really means to say zevizeh garim. This is what we were talking about before. Zevizeh garim. He holds that even if it couldn't have happened alone with the truma or with the chulin, and it happens combined, we still give it a status of truma. And that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you go to Fichashman. The chamayimrim, this fits like a Mishnah. The cham say, Bein shnafel is the chila, Bein shnafel is the pesef. It doesn't mean it's worth first. La'ilam ain asr ad shir bekeh lachm. It's takan asr, unless you have a full shear of truma to make it leaven by itself, then it's asr. But if you need the mixture of the truma and the chulin, then it won't become asr because the rabbanon do not subscribe to this idea of zevzagarim. They say you go lefi cheshbon. So this mishnah in Arla clearly shows that our mishnah is like the rabbanon of this mishnah, not like Rabbi Yezer. Veinam ma'im shuvim paisimas mikvah. He said ma'im shuvim don't pass the mikvah. Elefi cheshbon, what does that mean? Again, the same lashon as we pointed out when we read the Mishnah. It's the same lashon as the early part of the Mishnah. Elefi cheshbon, like by truma and by dema and by the dough, the sourdough. But over here, we don't really mean lefi cheshbon of a ratio. It's a different cheshbon. Mantana. So first of all, gives one explanation. Amar b'chi b'abba amar b'echanan. Rabbi Elazar b'Yaakov, the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar b'Yaakov, the Tanna, Rabbi Elazar b'Yaakov, Eimer. Mikvah sheyesh by esrim v'achas sa megisham. We know a mikvah needs to be comprised of 40 saws. So a mikvah, by the way, for a zav actually needs to be a mikvah of spring water. A mikvah for all the tumas can be a mikvah of megishamim, like the mikvah talking about here. So let's say a mikvah has 21 saws of rainwater that fell in properly without being gathered. Came in properly. Okay. So he has 21 saws of megishamim. You need 40 saws. So you have a little more than half. That's the key point. He could fill up with his shoulder in buckets, basically in barrels. He could fill up another 19 saws. And now you can't pour it in. Pouring in, we know, 3 lugim of water that come from a kli that you pour in, pass the mikvah. That's exactly what we're going to have that on a mitbeis. It's coming up right now. Over here, what do you do? Place in the mikvah. You channel it at the mikvah. How? Top of your base and base. Vehein tahirim. Shashiva Mataris Burviya Vamshacha. So the Bryce explains the way it works is that mixing up, as long as you have less than half, it's mutter, we called it a Tatan, we called it a Mishnah, but Pashtos Shai Pik switches it to a Brysa. It is a Brysa. That what? That as long as I have rave of proper rainwater that came in properly, so 21 versus 19, you got rave, and you have to make it flow in through a channel. So it's ironic, you take your barrel and you create a reservoir a little further away, and you make it have a little stream, a little channel, and it flows into the mikveh, and that's okay. To pour it in is problematic. But the same water that was gathered and poured into this reservoir, as long as it goes through a channel and flows in, how far away has to be, it's a different discussion, but as long as it comes via a channel, that's okay. Fine. So that's the din of our Mishnah. The Gemara wants to say the din of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Me'akav Shita, that it's okay. Lefi Cheshbon means as long as you have 21. Lefi Cheshbon doesn't mean a ratio. I mean, just means you have to have rive of kosher. As long as you have rive of kosher, you can fill up the mikvah with the rest of non kosher. As long as you do it through a stream, through a little channel. Mechal Darbanan Tzavid Yerviyah. M'mshach Leih. The Gemara says 1 second. He's saying the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar Me'akav, who says that it works. He tell me Kuntar Rabbanan Reviyah M'mshach does not work. Elu, we have an Amayra that says Kiyad Chiyaser Avav and Amar Biyechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says Shuva Shemshicha Kula Taira. He was that if Lamaisa you went and used this Shuvim and you made a stream and a channel and you let it flow into the mikvah, the entirety, not just 19 sa, the entire mikvah, 40 sa, is still kosher. It Taira works as a mikvah. Mani, who's me the author? Where's Rabbi Yechanan coming from? Rabbi Elazar Me'akav said you need to have at least 21, and the Rabbanan seemed to, the way we understood it, said that even 21, you can't even have 19. Even 21 is not good enough. Who's going to be the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan's Amayra? Which Tani is going to rely on to say they can have the whole thing Shuvim? Says the Gemara, Le'er Abanav Le'er Abanav, won't feel like Abanav Ola, like Rabbi Eliezer, either one. Elam Rabba, Rabba says you're right. So you can't say that's the pshat. Rather, Ella Lefich Hashem Kalim. Elam Rabba, sorry, Lefich Hashem Kalim. Our Mishnah's din is not going to go to Rabbi Yaakov, and it's not saying that it's 19 is okay, as opposed to the Rabbanan that said none's okay, then you have Rabbi Yechon's like nobody. Rabbi Yechon could be like the Rabbanan, that all could be Mayim Shuvim. And the truth is, we don't have time, but just to quickly point out, is a Machlekes Rishenim, what's the pshat of here? You have a full mikvah Mayim Shuvim, so the Machlekes Rishenim, what is the psul Mayim Shuvim? Some learn that the psul Mayim Shuvim is a Drabbanan to psul. The whole psul Drabbanan, there really is no Isser of Mayim Shuvim on a derice level, and therefore, but yeah, but if you did it that way, it's going to be fine, and that'll be the understanding of the Rabbanan in our Sugya. Lemaisa, there are others that say clearly that it is a psul min haTorah. It's not clear where in the Torah you see it, but it is a psul min haTorah. It depends. Some Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yashar wants to bring that it depends how the mikvah was originally filled. If it was originally filled the first time with Mayim Shuvim, it's possibly even haTorah. If the first time it was drawn, it was okay, and then it was naturally flowing water, and then afterwards you added drawn water to it. That's only pasul midrabanan. That's Rabbi Natan. He's saying it's clear it's deraisa. There's others as well that say it's a psul deraisa. The question is what the source of pasuk is, and more importantly, even if whatever the source of the pasuk is, that's pasul on a Torah level. There's other shayim that agree. There's a Rash. The Ram brings the quote to Rash. The same thing. The question is that. Ravid argues and says that's only Drabbanan, but according to those that say it's Deraisa, how are they going to learn the Shita Drabbanan? That's the Psul Deraisa, but if you fill the whole thing up, it's Kasher. If it's Psul Drabbanan, but the Drabbanan could be Machshirit. But if the Psul Deraisa was found in this Gemara, then first we do discuss it, but let's, if we have time at the end, we'll get back to it. Elam Rabbah Lefi Cheshbon Kalim, when it says the Mishnah that Mayim Shuvim passes Lefi Cheshbon, it means Lefi Cheshbon Kalim. And it's the Vyes Mechaini, the Tanya we spoke about, we had the Mishnah. If I have three lugim of Mayim Shuvim that fall into water, into a mikvah, Bishnayim Mushash Kalim, as long as it falls within two or three Kalim, it passes the mikvah. I'm sorry, Tanakhama says further. Afila Barbach Misha Kalim, Tanakhama says even in four or five Kalim, places a mikvah. As long as three Lugam Mayim Shuvim fall into the mikvah in a similar time, then it's going to pass, even if it came from multiple Kalim, even if the Kalim were more than three, so there wasn't a full lug in each Kli, still passes. Yaisi Minchani qualifies and says, no, he argues. Aymer, Bishnayim Mushash Kalim, places a mikvah. This psul of three lugamayim falling into the mikvah, but that passes only if the three lugam fell from a maximum of three kalim or less. So each kalim has at least a lug plus. But Arba Chavisha ain't paisel as mikvah. If it's four or five kalim, it will not pass the mikvah. So our Mishnah, which says Lefi Cheshbon, means Rabbi Yasi ben Chayni's Cheshbon, Yasef ben Chayni's Cheshbon, that what? There's got to be at least one lug per kli. Vemechatas Nasa Mechatu said the Pardum Mortis become Pardum Mortis. How do they become Pardum Mortis? By putting ashes into the water. That's the key point of our Mishnah, that what? That first you have the water, and then you put the ashes in, not vice versa. Mantan or Mechir Rabba Mechir, delay Kerev Shimon. Who's the author of Mishnah? Mechir Rabba said the name of Mechir, the author of Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon, the Tanya, because Rav Shimon learned, we learned in the Braisa. There's a machlokes the chamim and Rav Shimon legabe. This is Bryce is talking about. It's actually not so pasha, but the way the Rashi clearly explains this, Bryce is talking about saita. This Bryce is brought down in. It's a Bryce in I believe it's Sefta in Masechta Parah. But okay, but it's talking about saita. That's what Rashi learns. Others may seem to explain it talking about paraduma. It's going to be anyway comparison back and forth. Let's see. Let's go like Rashi. Hitanya hiktim afer lamayim. If one was makdim the afer, that's by a saita, you know we have to scrape off the parasha into the water, and you put some dirt in the water as well, and she drinks it, and if she was over the vera, she explodes. Right? Puzzle. So if you makdim the earth before the water, it's puzzle. Tanakam over there says the Rabbanan say that you have to have the water first, then the afer. If you go in the wrong water, it's actually puzzle. Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon over there by Saita says if the water is there, if the dirt, the earth was there before the water, also kasher. So Reb Shimon, it sounds like he's maida that you can that the water should be there first, but even if you do the opposite order, it's still going to be kosher. My time to Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's source, and through this source of Reb Shimon, we'll see what he holds, that he argues on our din that was saying about, in our Mishnah about Paraduma, that the water has to be there first. This clearly is a pasuk by Paraduma. And it says you should take for the Tameh from the Afar. Afar is earth, the dirt of the Sreifa of the Chatas, from the dirt of the burning of the Chatas. It's a very funny way of saying the ashes of the Chatas. What's the word for ashes always? Afer with the Aleph, not Afar with the Ayin. So it says take from the Afar with the Ayin, Sreifa Chatas, and you put it, you put it on the Mayim Chaim in Tanya. We learned that by Shimon Aimer, Vichy Afaru, is Paraduma done with Afar, is done with earth? Hala Afer was done with ashes, Afer. The Torah used the lashon of Afar of with the ayin by Paraduma to teach you to make a gzeir shava to sota. Nemakan Afar v'nemakan Afar. It says Afar by Paraduma. It says Afar by Saita. Malan Afar gabemayim, just like by Saita. Even if Shimon agrees that lechatchila, it seems like the way to do it is first water, then put the mayim on top, then put the dirt on top of the water, not the other way. And the reason why we know that is actually the pasuk says, "Umina afer ashiya bekarka mishkan yikach hakayin v'nasan el amayim." Put the afer on the mayim. It's pretty clear that by saying to the ikur instructions, lechatchila certainly is to put the water first and then the dirt on top of the water. So just like by Saitas like that, so too, Afkan, Afar Gamayim, so too, by Paraduma, the Afar, it doesn't mean dirt over here, it means ashes, should go on top of the water. That's the Lechatchila, certainly. Umakan, just like over here, Hiktim, Afar Gamayim, Kasher, just like Paraduma, we know, we'll see how we know in a moment, but we know, says Reb Shimon, if you did the opposite order, if you did the ashes first, before the water, it's still Kasher, not like what we said in our Mishnah, Afkan, Hiktim, Afar Gamayim, Kasher, so too, by Sota, if you did in the wrong order, if you did the dirt before the water, it's Kasher. So the Lechatchila, both cases, is water first, then dirt of Sota, then ash of, or water first, then ash of Paraduma. But yeah, but if you went the other way, you put the ashes first, and then the water, or the dirt first, and the water, it's kosher. How do we know, and we're learning out Saita from Paraduma, that if you put the ashes or the dirt first, that's kosher. How do we know if you put the ashes first by Paraduma, that's still kosher? V'hachem and Alan, Trey Korek, see, because they have two psukim. V'nasan Olav, Pasuk says, V'nasan Olav, Alma, Efer Breisha. V'nasan Olav says, you should put it on the water, on the spring water, you see that the Efer comes first. Right? You should put it on the water. Vadak siv mayim chayim akeli. But then it says, you should put the mayim chayim to the kli. Sorry, I didn't type to the right. V'nasan alav is mashma. You should put on it. You're putting the water on it, which means the ashes go first. You put the water on it, on the ashes. Vadak siv, then it says, mayim chayim akeli. The mayim chayim should be hitting the wall of the kli, which means the mayim chayim hits the kli first with no ashes there. Which one is it? Okay, it's not. Ratzaf l'matza, ratzaf l'mal. If you want to have the ash first, if you want to have the ash, the water first, you have a choice which way you want to go. Now, just to be clear, Lamaisa, we have a Gzeir Shava saying that, and we have by, we're comparing Paraduma to Saita, and we have by Saita that the water goes first, and then the earth, like it says clearly in the pasuk by Saita. The Gayan explains, Enachami, what the Mara means over here is, without the Gzeir Shava, Paraduma can go either way. Now that I have a Gzeir Shava, I zichel learn the Lechatchila, first goes water, then goes ashes, just like first goes water, then goes dirt. But I also learned the other way, that b'di'evit, if I did the opposite way, it's still going to be okay. V'tana didan my time. What's the tana of our Mishnah, who does not agree, who holds that it has to be water first, dafka, then ashes? Amalach save the kor dafka, v'naslav l'arvan. The end of the pasuk says, mayim chama keli, that's dafka. Water's got to hit the kli, and then ashes coming afterwards, that's dafka. So the water has to be first. Ayin says, v'naslav olav, you should put the water on its mashma, the water should be on the ashes. Isn't that mashma, the ashes can also go first? L'arvan, that just means, no, you put the water first, put the ashes, and then you mix the ashes and the water together afterwards. You mix it so there will be water on top of the ashes, but not a matter of order. Where did our Tana see fit to say the safer the Kra is Dafka? Dilma Reish Dafka. Maybe the Reisha of the Kra is Dafka. The first part is Dafka. Says Gemara, the Mas Amrit, Mamazin B'chamakam, Machshir L'mala. We find all over, normally the Machshir is above Afka Machshir L'mala. It makes sense that the Machshir is above. So to hear, the ash, which is the Machshir, makes sense that should be above. Quick, just a quick halacha of the day. So there was a story that happened in the Shalos Tuvos of Kitzelik, brings down, that they were baking challahs on Yom Tiv. It was actually Shavuos. That was this Maaseh Shei Kachaya, and it was Shavuos that fell out on Erev Shabbos. So they're baking challahs on Yom Tov. They're allowed to do that. They're baking challah on the Yom Tov itself, and they separated challah. You cannot burn the challah on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov for no reason. You can't burn on Shabbos, obviously, regardless. So they will set aside to burn it after Shabbos. That was the story. After Shabbos, the challah, exactly. What happened? After 2 days, someone saw a little dough there, and this is before the sourdough craze that we have today, and they used it as a great starter. This is Mamas Maisha Shaya, as used it as a starter. He took a little of that dough, he connected it with the existing fresh new dough, used that to make it a little bit leavened, and used that to start and make the whole dough over there. And the Shaila then realized afterwards what they did. They baked the challahs, and the Shaila was, now does the whole dough have a din of Isser, if challahs like Truma have a din of Isser or not? The Shaila came from the Zivchei Tzedek, and he said, based on our Mishnah about the din of a Fi Cheshbin, he wanted to say that based on the information he was given, obviously it's details make a chiluk case, but based on the details given there, he held that it wasn't enough to create the whole dough by itself, and therefore he held the new dough was considered permissible. But either way, he held, since it was clear that the challah that was mixed in was of challah, that was mixed in, was not enough to create the dough to rise, and we go like the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore he was matir the dough, mamish lefi cheshbon.